Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watcher Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl, Keke Palmer, and let me tell you, we're kicking off this new year with a whole new mindset. If you're ready for that new year, new mindset energy, you've got to tune in to Baby, This is Keke Palmer. If you're looking for more podcasts to help you tend to your well-being, check out New Year, New Mindset on the Wondery app.
Hello and welcome to Watch for Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today, the illustrious and wonderful Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Well, hello, Ben.
Well, Ronnie, we have only like two or three more days before the Mounting Hysteria Tour kicks off in San Francisco this Friday. So you all better come join us. Then the very next day we'll be in San Diego. And at both shows, we're going to be doing the reunion part one of SLC. We'll do the first half in San Francisco, the second half in San Diego. It's going to be a lot of fun. That, of course, had Salt Lake City had an amazing season. So excited to cap it off with these live shows. Tickets are at watchforcrappens.com. And next week we have the Golden Crappies. Be sure to vote for it. There's a ballot on watchforcrappens.com too. We already have had like 13,000 votes, which is so cool. I love seeing all the activity around it. If you can't make it to the show on February 1st, you can stream it. So go check out the link also on our site. We've partnered with Kizwe to do the streaming. It'll be lots and lots of fun. You can stream it from anywhere in the world. And we highly recommend that you watch it because it's going to be a super fun show. And then after the Crappies are done, we're going to Salt Lake City and to Denver. So a very busy 3 weeks for us, but it's going to be deeply rewarding and super fun. And we can't wait to see all of your faces there or virtually.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Plus Traders on Patreon. So don't forget that too, as our bonus episodes.
Yeah, good times. Okay, so we just got through a really rough Real Housewives of New York recap. So I'm so excited to be here for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Back to stupidity.
I know, I really needed this episode.
Me too. So, back to pure fucking stupidity. Oh my God, this show's so dumb. I love it. It's so dumb. They literally talk about nothing, and then Kyle's fit about nothing made life worth living. I loved it.
Kyle having a tantrum because she's so caught and she's so wrong and she's so cornered. So she just goes to whatever she knows best. She pulls out a tantrum. I mean, this is what I tune into for Housewives. This is more like it. And it was a much needed salvo after that Roni finale.
Yeah, that was a wreck. Okay, so we start with a brilliant Trixie Monocle song. I mean, Trixie was killing it in this entire episode. Great music. She's putting out some great work this season. But this one is, I leave it to the haters. I never want to be like that. I never want to be like that. I leave it to the haters. Why? Because I'm bigger than that. That's right. That's right. Now let's see what the ladies are doing in Beverly Hills. Take it away, Sutton. I'm putting on lipstick. Great. All right, I'll sing another verse.
All the imitators trying to be my enemy. I leave it to the haters. I leave it to the haters. It sounds like you're hating on your imitators. So maybe you're leaving it to yourself, Trixie. Think about it.
Let's see what Garcelle's doing. I'm putting on a shoe. Wow. Great. I'm the greatest. They see my face. It's everywhere. What's Dorit doing? And Dorit's talking to her poor friend Ploy, who probably hasn't been paid in 10 years. And she's like, today it's all about meditation and healing and forming a sisterly bond.
Yeah, so it's kind of like what you need today, right, girl? And she's like, yes, only it doesn't tend to be relaxing with this group of women. Girl.
Then we go to Bose's and they're setting up. She's got a whole staff there setting up for Bose's Serenity Gathering. So Nico comes in. He's like, Bose, quick question. When the ladies get their robes and the slippers are right under them, what if the slippers are wrapped in like ribbon, like a big bow? I've been working on that all night. She's like, you know what we should do? The waist is the bow and the slippers are tucked in there. He's like, okay, well, I love that. Really glad I expended all of this creative energy to be slapped down again. Thanks. I'll be in the kitchen, I guess, making you a Keurig.
Don't use excess ribbon. We already have straps around the robes. I invented that. Okay, spray, spray, spray. Get the spray on my face, everyone. So, poor Nico. But by the way, I did notice that when the robes were laid out, the slippers were below the robes. They were not tucked into the robes. I noticed that. That was a little bit of a failure.
Heads are rolling. Nico's head is rolling down the hill, probably wrapped in one of those fucking bows he tried to pass off.
So speaking of bows, Bose herself says, I decided to host the Sisterhood Serenity Soiree because I was inspired by Sutton's idea of sisterhood, and I just want to say a bunch of words that started with sus in the beginning. Sisterhood Serenity Soiree.
Here's the real reason I'm doing this. In the corporate boardroom, sometimes somebody will have a really good idea, but they don't know how to execute it. And we see Sutton's disastrous sister party where she started yelling at everybody and having a fit. And she's like, so now I gotta come in and do this mess. You think Microsoft Word invented itself? No. Before that, it was Microsoft letters. I came in and I turned them into a Word. And there you go. Now it's in everyone's computers.
It used to be called Micro Hard, and I said, no, Micro Soft, that's more approachable.
So Dorit comes in, and Bose is like, well, I wanted to call you real quickly because Garcelle came over, and one thing she brought up that disturbed me is I think there's more to the texting between PK than maybe I thought. Dun, 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 dun. And then we see Garcelle telling Bose, Carl read the text.
Wow. Wait, I'm trying to think of the right words to express my reaction. Might I suggest, what?
And it sounded like there's more to it than just, oh, we're sending friendly memes back and forth. And she's like, well, I literally just spoke with Erica, though. And then we see 30 minutes of Erica being like, yeah, she showed a phone, it's nothing bad. Trust me, I got a lot of more dicks in my phone than she ever had in hers, so don't worry about it, honey.
Well, I wouldn't think it was. It was her reaction that made me go, hoo-hoo. So Bose is like, well, she was standing on business saying she wasn't going to talk about or read the message, right? And in the corporate boardroom, when you say you're not going to read a message, you don't read the message. But guess what? She isn't in the corporate boardroom. She's on the playground. And I respected her for a moment. But now she's going to read the message in the corporate playground, then to some people, then I don't know why she can't read it to the entire room of the conference.
And she's telling us, yeah, there's something to the fact that Kyle chose a moment when I wasn't there and Dorit wasn't there to show that message. And she obviously just wanted to show it to people who were like, oh, it's okay, girl. You didn't do anything wrong. And she goes, oh, you did. You did.
She chose that moment. She said, I am going to reveal these text messages within the presence of an animatronic rat. And that's what she did. And there was pizza there, too. She knew she'd be insulated, but not for me.
Why am I the last one to know when it's about me? Well, I know. We'll get her. So then we get my favorite musical cue of the night. We just hear Trixie go, my life is great. That's the whole song. So then we go to Kyle's house, and she's trying to FaceTime Kathy, but Kathy lost her phone, so she has to FaceTime Rick instead. And Kathy's just like, oh, hi. Kyle, what are you doing inside Rick's phone? Kyle, come out of there.
She's like, oh my God, Kathy, I am so jealous of your trip. She's like, oh, yeah, well, that's nice, sweetheart. What's going on? She's like, well, I had the biggest fight with Dorit. She goes, again, you gotta stop fighting with the people who are close to you. She goes, yeah, but all these years we've been friends and she's always loves PK, that PK and I are brother and sister. And then all of a sudden she decides that bothers her. Yeah, all of a sudden, I wonder what changed. It's almost like, oh, that's right. Dorit and PK are going through a divorce. Just that small thing.
Yeah, you know, PK and I like brother and sister. Of that girl that you hardly know. Oh, okay. And She decides to make it weird about PK sending me memes on Instagram. I mean, are you fucking kidding me, Kathy? So I'm going to go see her today, which sounds like very relaxing, but whatever.
Well, don't let it ruin your day, you know. And by the way, also everyone in America, buy my tequila. Bye, Kathy. Bye, Kathy. So Kyle's like, yeah, they're just probably I'm probably just gonna ignore her. Do not bring your misery to me.
Yeah, so now they're doing party setup, party setup, party setup, party. Today I've got a great afternoon planned. I've got a chef that's got a 14-course meal planned. 14 courses. Have you ever? I've got fluffy robes, fluffy slippers, manly hands who can give massages. I mean, this is healing. This is healing.
I'm also going to have Nico cup some water in his hands and stand very still until a hummingbird lands on his palm. We'll all get to watch. So now they're like, oh, this is nice, everything. Oh, my God. And Nico's like, the queen of the castle bows. She's like, okay, all right. Is everyone ready? Flower arrangement. Oh, yes, all this stuff. Everything I just talked about. It's all happening. Okay, who's knocking on my door like it's the police? And it's Erica. She's like, oh, it's me. I'm the one. Don't say the word police around me. It's a little triggering still. I just barely got through 2020.
Yeah, so people start. Yeah, people start coming. Erica comes, Kyle comes, Jennifer, Grace, Sutton are riding over in an SUV, and Jennifer is like,
"You said you heard from Kyle that she's raring to go. Like, what does she say?"
Well, you know, she's just so vehement about. Well, there's just no takes or our line, etc. It dot dot dot, etc.
Garcelle's like, incriminating. She goes,
uh-huh.
So Garcelle says, after the Viper Room, I thought we crossed a line that will never be uncrossed. And the line is literally the line in Kyle's forehead as her vein pops out.
Well, I hope they can find a way back, because right now, it doesn't look like it. So I just don't know.
Well, I feel like he was texting her more than Mims. And she's downplaying it like he's texting me Mims.
Right.
No.
Mims.
No.
Mims.
Memes. Not Mims. No.
Memes,
no Mims.
Then.
Yes, Mims.
Mims.
And so they're laughing at Jennifer. And Garcelle's like, but she showed the text and read the text.
And what were they? Well, you know.
And then we see her reading it. And Kyle's like, I know you have a lot of friends, but, you know, I'm also here. I'm also your friend if you need me. And I've never repeated anything that you've shared with me. And I never would. I never would. BK.
So this is not just Mims. This is, I mean, memes. Oh, God, I always get it a little bit wrong.
And Sutton's like, she says, Mims, she's Canadian driver. I apologize in advance.
So now Dorit shows up at the party and she's like,
I don't know how Coy is feeling coming in today, but truth be told, I don't give a shite. The fact that she showed that text message to the other ladies and not to me tells me she's not thinking with the right mind. Sweetheart, you're always telling people to be honest and face things head on. Lead by example.
Dorita's, I love when Dorita's angry in the confessional. So, Bo's
both eyes
like,
are just popping out of her head. She's like,
be honest.
Nico, can you help me put down that hummingbird? Help me out here. So, Dorit is like, Nico lets Dorit in and everything. And it's like, oh, hi. And then, you know, Bose is like, I'm not going to keep getting up and down anymore. I'm not coming. I'm going to stand for you, Dorit. Actually, I will say, don't stand up for me, please don't.
So Kyle comes and there's some awkwardness and everybody else is in pajamas, but Kyle's in kind of like an evening dress kind of thing. And Dorit goes,
oh, yes. Hello, everyone. Hello, so serene. So Kyle, is this your comfortable?
So comfy wardrobe, Kyle. And Kyle's like, Kyle's so mad. It's a great, it's in Beverly Hills that might as well be like, you're a fucking slut whore bitch. Just be like, oh, is that your comfortable wardrobe?
Dorit's like, well, Bose did say dress code comfy. I mean, the dress is from 2004, so I suppose it's been worn in enough.
I thought you looked sexy. Kyle's like, yeah, actually, this dress is very comfortable, and I'm like not so bored that every day has to be a fashion show for me.
Yeah, but you're dressed up. That's the point.
Your entire storyline is that you're bored at home this season, just so you know. We saw you.
Storyline is you didn't carry a chair through a door.
You only just opened the French door, and that's because like it, someone came over to help. So then in comes Jennifer Tilly. Hello, your house is so gorgeous. And Garcelle like, oh, who do we kiss? Hello, where's someone to hold this? Where's Nico? And Jennifer Tilly's like, hello, oh, I'm Canadian. In Canada, we remove our shoes too. And they're like, oh, good. It's more hellos. You know, hellos on this show take 10 minutes every time someone walks through a door.
All right, everyone. Now I'm so glad that you're here. I thought it was apropos that as I'm healing, let us all heal together. There, I said it. Now, Jennifer, so we're going into the family room where robes are lying and you can meet the chef and everything. Let's go. 14 courses, girls.
So they get the robes, which are not tied up with the robe belt. And he's like, here you go, the robes. I invented these robes. I designed them and I came up with it. I'm going to call them something called bathrobes. Enjoy. And Carson's like, well, I'm already so comfy and healed. This is wonderful.
Here's our amazing chef. Tell them what they're having, boys. So the chef's like, well, we've got some caviar and we've got slices of watermelon. It's the amuse-bouche. He says something like amuse-bouche or something.
He says amuse-bouche.
And this explains how you're doing 14 courses. Because I was like, who's making 14 courses? It gave me instant agita because of Below Deck. I'm like, no, not 14 courses. But he's like, here's your second course, watermelon. He's like, wait a minute.
And Jennifer Tilly's like, oh, well, it means amuse the mouth in French, yes.
And Booz is like, Garcelle, don't try to say it in a sexy way. Because Garcelle's like, oh, amuse-bouche, huh? Amuse-bouche. I was like, Garcelle, don't try to say it in a sexy way. I heard you. Because Garcelle's giving him the eye. Because he's cute.
It's like, who's more beautiful? Who is it, chef? Who's more beautiful?
We're all available.
Jennifer Tilly's like, we're in heat. So he's giving them berry antioxidants, then a salad with some watermelon, and his amuse-bouche. Which is a gift from the chef. Dun, dun, dun. So Sutton's like, oh, Garcelle, we know you speak French. What's amuse-bouche? Listen to her. What is it? Tell me what it is. So Bo's like, leave the chef in the kitchen, please. Thank you, chef.
In corporate America, this is the time when we would go outside. So let's go outside like the real corporate raiders do. So they go outside and there's like, you know, like these guys. They're called like, hands.
Manly hands.
Man hands. What are they called?
Yeah. Manly hands. With manly a Z hands. At the end instead of an S.
Like
manly hands.
Manly hands. And Garcelle, of course, knows them. She's like, oh, well, talk about an amuse-bouche. Hi, boys. And there.
You know it's going to be a bad episode for Kyle because she literally hired a masseuse team after Kyle's nickname.
Well, neck and shoulders, are you down?
He's like, yeah. He's like, I literally do that for my job. And so I was like, I have neuropathy, so I don't feel my feet right now. And they're really bad, but this might actually help. And they all just sit down. And
it was funny because like, Garcelle knew all of the masseuses. She's like, oh, hi, Ricky. Oh, hi, all. Hi, Al. Hi, Alan. Like, how does Garcelle know every single massage person? And she's like, oh, those hands have been all over this body.
This is the calm before the storm. It's the quiet period before the shouting starts. Don't worry, I own The Simpsons. This means nothing to me.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Hey, y'all. It's your girl, Keke Palmer. And let me tell you, we're kicking off this new year with a whole new mindset. You know how everyone's all about new year, new me. Well, on Baby, This is Keke Palmer, we're taking it to a whole other level. We're talking new year, new perspectives. And honey, it's going to change your life. I sat down with astrology queen, Chani Nicholas. Y'all, if you want to understand yourself better this year, this episode is it. And then there's my chat with the incredible Da Vinci, where nothing was off the table. If you're looking to level up your mindset this year, his words are definitely going to hit different. If you're ready for that new year, new mindset energy, you've got to tune in to Baby, This is Keke Palmer. Catch it on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. And for the full experience, head to my YouTube channel. If you're looking for more podcasts to help you tend to your well-being, check out New Year, New Mindset on the Wondery app. Let's make this year our best one yet, baby.
Welcome to The Offensive Line. You guys, on this podcast, we're going to make some picks, talk some shit, and hopefully make you some money in the process. I'm your host, Annie Hagar. So here's how this show's going to work, okay? We're going to run through the weekly slate of NFL and college football matchups, breaking them down into very serious categories like no offense. No offense, Travis Kelce, but you got to step up your game if Pat Mahomes is saying the Chiefs need to have more fun this year. We're also handing out a series of awards and making picks for the top storylines surrounding the world of football. Awards like the He May Have a Point Award for the wide receiver that's most justifiably bitter. Is it Brandon Ayuk, T. Higgins, or Devontae Adams? Plus, on Thursdays, we're doing an exclusive bonus episode on Wondery Plus, where I share my fantasy football picks ahead of Thursday Night Football and the weekend's matchups. Your fantasy league is as good as locked in. Follow The Offensive Line on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can access bonus episodes and listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So, small talk while they're getting stuff. But Erica or Garcelle's like, finally, I'm relaxed. I'm ready for a massage. I'm dreaming of beautiful thoughts.
Can I speak with you while you're getting a massage, Garcelle?
She's like, oh, God damn it. Why?
Well, the other night, in the Viper room, I got a screaming match with Quail. And when you turned around and asked me, dot, 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 doodly-doot, flashback to 1 week earlier, when Garcelle goes, how are you doing? And say, do you mean it genuinely? Do you?
Well, I wouldn't have asked if I didn't want to know. I mean, it's like going up to Manly Hands and saying, just the neck and shoulders, am I right? Who would just ask for that alone, right? Right?
Well, my reaction was far less about you and more about me. You know, I'm just so lost.
She goes, wow, stop there, please. I'm just so sorry. I feel so sad for you. It's almost like you're a person about to get a massage and then it's interrupted. And that's a terrible thing to happen to somebody. So I just don't want the kids to have adult trauma. So if there's any insight I can get you, please wait over there while I come up with it.
Please do a internet search for the letter I wrote all of CAA. You can just copy and paste that and send that to whoever you want. Enjoy.
Well, I know that you and I have had some bumps.
Oh, honey, if we had had some bumps, we might actually get along. Go away.
Flashback to 2021.
I feel like the past couple of months you've been making lots of jabs, little jabs at me. Little, let me just sprinkle some water at you. Little jabs. Jabs.
And then 2023.
You just attacked me.
I didn't attack you for you and your privilege. I can't. I so wish they had thrown in.
It's giving bully. Bully.
I know I've done things that have hurt you and you felt like I have not been receptive to hearing you and your soul. And for that, I just want to say I apologize to whatever it was. You don't have to go back and say it because I probably won't listen again. But I know I should apologize right now. So I'm going to.
Well, thank you for saying that. You could have said it in less words, but I appreciate it coming out all the same. Now, please go away. And she's like, well, I'm surprised that Dorit's taking accountability. That has never happened, but I welcome this Dorit. I welcome it. So now Bose and Jennifer are talking about how chic the sunglasses are. And then Bose moves over to Kyle. And she's like, now, you know, I'm feeling better than I thought I was going to feel. But now a question for you, Kyle. So Garcelle came over yesterday and we had talked about this now infamous text, you know, between you and what's his name? The guy who eats chips. So you don't want to read the text. And I'm like, okay. Well, it just sounds so scandalous. I know, because now, right? And then I'm talking with Garcelle, and she's like, oh, well, Kyle and I read the text to everybody. And I'm feeling like, why the fuck didn't she read the text to me?
And Kyle's like, well, you know, I'll tell you exactly what I said. I think if I have a good memory, I think it said, like, you have a lot of friends, PK, but I'm also one of them. I'm here if you need me. If you want to talk shit about Dorit, like, I won't tell a soul. She's like, really? It's like, I know it's like low-hanging fruit, but we all need to eat fruit sometimes. So, like, just talk your shit. It won't go to any single person. And, like, you can trust me. If you want to send a meme, too, that'll be good. And then in return, I'll be like, tell me more about Dorit. And so it's, like, I think a pretty benign text, Buzz.
Oh,
Oh, you just made that sound. So, like, I mean, I'm just saying, like, you know, you can continue to send me funny meme. I won't forget the laughing emojis and fuck to read them, all right? Okay, did I go too far there? So Sutton
did hears someone unlock the, a car?
So, or like when the ambulances don't want to wake everybody up, so they just go.
It's like an ambulance is like, get out of the way. I just need to.
So Sutton sees them talking and scoots right over. And Sutton's like, you said more than that, Kyle. You said more than that. She goes, what? And she goes, in your text, you said more than continue sending me funny memes. So she goes, yeah, I'm talking about that. You just stepped into the conversation.
Yeah, you can't like come and do that. She goes, but I was just getting up off my chair. She's like, well, someone's got to stop making it seem like it was weird. My God, this is like really getting dumb. This is like so dumb. And Booz is like, in my opinion, when it comes to a conversation that Kyle is having with PK, Dorit needs to know. Tell Dorit.
Yeah, Kyle's like, well, it's so weird that I went to the person who wasn't involved in this and told them instead of the person that was involved, so that eventually it would get back to the person that was involved and then everybody could keep talking about it for another few episodes. I'm just so mad about it.
So Kyle's like, I just don't know why Booz is like taking this upon herself to tell me that I need to share my messages with the group. Like, she knows nothing of my relationship with Dorit, and she certainly doesn't know my friendship with PK, and I feel like it's inappropriate that she's like putting me in this position, that it's insulting to me. Anyway, I just am gonna go back and watch the Denise Richards season, because that's such a fun season to watch, when we made Denise read all her texts on the air and we forced her to explain her relationship that we didn't really understand with Brandi Glanville. Oh my God, what a fun time in our lives.
Where have all the cowgirls gone, am I right? Why do you think I'm gay? So then Sutton's like, well, no one asked you to pull out your phone, Kyle. You did it. She goes, oh my God, why do I owe this to every single person? So now Erica's eavesdropping and she goes,
No, Sutton, no. Let's not do that. Let's not do it. When we start opening people's phones, oh Jesus Christ, I sent Army Hammer a picture of chicken meat and told him it was my arm. So, you know, nothing's more embarrassing. I still fucked him. He's coming back.
I mean, I'm not afraid to open up my phone. Look at this. Erica texted me. I live with a man who's got one foot in the grave and one foot on a banana peel. I mean, wow. Oh, you know what? This is from the wrong person. Never mind.
Wrong show.
I mean, what a contrast between Salt Lake City and this show, where you have on this show, like, no, we don't do that. We don't go into each other's phones. And Salt Lake City, read the worst text you ever wrote about someone and then read five more. Okay, you go. Starting with Mary Cosby.
If you haven't said something disgusting and vile in your text, take time to compose it now and then screenshot it. We'll be reading it in a little while.
Make it extra big.
I can't take it. What'd you say?
Make it extra big for Lisa.
So Kyle's like, I can't take this anymore. I don't want to talk about it. I just don't want to talk about it. So she like starts dabbing her eyes, you know, and licking her lips crazily. And Buzz is like, So now she's upset. So it's like, yeah, I don't really understand that.
Of course you understand. People can make it into something more than something than it really is. I mean, these are my earrings, and now people are saying they belong to some orphans I've never seen before. So that's all I'm talking about.
The rest of these women are pressuring Kyle, almost accusing her of having done something wrong. She has not done anything wrong by communicating with a friend.
I'm like, the way that Erica is trying to like pretzel her logic to make it seem like Kyle was not violating girl code, I'm sorry, it is a fail for me.
Well, she's choosing her team. You know, if it's going to be Kyle versus Dorit, you know, Dorit's the only one who gives her the time of day, but she's herself said that Kyle is the queen bee of the show, so she's going to keep that check coming. So she goes to Kyle's side. There's no.
Well, it's also indirect continued case building for herself. Like, I wasn't given the grace in 2020 when you guys all attacked me for Tom Girardi, so I'm going to give the grace to Kyle that I never received. It's like, we gave you the pizza party already, okay? Relax. Yeah.
Kyle helped with the pizza party and Dorit did nothing. So, so Erica there goes to check on Kyle and... Dorit's like, well, I was sitting in the sun and I feel like I'm not going to sit in the sun. I'm going to sit over here. But if I'm over here, there's no sun. Where's the sun? I need some sun. Maybe I'll move over there. Oh, the sun. Oh, God, it's too much. I'm moving over here.
The master at work. Dorit, what are the things you think about when you design things like Beverly Beach?
Well, I was sitting in the sun, and I was thought, I don't want to sit in the sun. So now I've decided I'm going to sit over here.
Wow, thank you. Thank you for that insight.
Guys, this is fun. Can we play Trixie's greatest song for the episode, please?
My life is great.
Okay, let's go on with the scene. So Erica goes to Kyle and she's like, what's going on, honey? And she's like, I just can't do this anymore. I'm like, I really can't. I've been standing here dabbing my eyes. I'm like, no one's even come over except you. Like, I'm not going to do this. Like, everyone's trying to make it look like there's something wrong with BK. I just don't get it.
You've done nothing wrong. That's what I said. All you did was just
be made to do this. Like, I mean, every time we come up and do this, like, oh, we go through this. Like, why would I want to fucking like be here? Like, I'm wrong to read the text. I'm wrong because I didn't read the text.
Listen, you're never gonna satisfy anybody.
I'll put it back in your mouth.
I explained verbatim what the text said, and now I've got to like show it to the group. Like, how old are we? It's like, Kyle, you're the one who is trying to do like the mean girls, cool mom with your daughters every single episode. So don't,
and you're literally
don't have to hold up a journey card.
You're crying at a party and having a fit. So
So now the other women are outside, and Dorit's like, why are they having a conversation about the text message without me? And she says, I don't understand how this text message can become a topic of conversation for everybody but me. Is anyone going to have you spoken? Anyone going to say, hey, have you spoken to Dorit? Have you shared with Dorit? Have you told Dorit? Have you asked if Dorit is still sitting in the shade or has she moved back to the sun? What about me?
What am I, a child? I have to go to the fucking principal's office. No, you know, I don't believe in principals or offices. And I don't think that you owe anyone here an explanation, except for Dorit, maybe. Probably Dorit.
Well, by the way, I don't know where anything, but I'm going to come out here. I'm going to read this, and then I'm leaving. And you know I did nothing wrong, right, Erica? You know.
It's like, I know, honey. I know. Hey, did you get that picture I just accidentally texted you of a chicken breast? Could you just delete that from your phone?
I already put some text over and sent it as a meme to PK.
I said, hey, PK, this looks like that time I caught you coming out of the shower.
So Kyle says, okay.
Chicken breasts. A raw chicken breast is PK's body type.
So Kyle's like, all right, I'm going to say something and then I'm leaving because I don't know this all, how this all went wrong. But okay, I'm going to say this. Okay.
Kyle, please sit down. No.
No.
No. No, I don't want really to. I can't do it. I can't do this. Please just let me say this because I'm going to leave.
I'm trying to get to a good place in my life. Okay, I just want to say the following. I've been in movies with Jamie Lee Curtis. Okay, I'm going to go, guys. I've said it.
Come on, Kyle. I'm fucking leaving, please, okay? Because I love you and PK and your kids, lady I barely knew and had lunch with maybe twice and doesn't work out, so I don't talk to her. But I'm like, you know that I love you. You know that. You know I love you. And she's like, I knew, Kyle. And I've been made to feel like I've done something wrong, you know, like sending a text to PK. So I said, I'm going to read this once. And that's it. And then Bo said something today that made it seem like it was something weird. So obviously I'm showing it because it's Bo's fault because I'm nothing to hide. I'm going to just read it, guys. I'm going to read it.
Kyle, do you want a juice box? Would you like a juice box?
If I was there, I would have just thrown a bucket of water on Kyle. Like, what is wrong with you?
Give her a juice box and some Ritz crackers. Give her a snack. Let her sit in the corner. Be like,
now, do you want to play checkers, shoots and ladders? What do you want, Kyle? How can we make this better for you?
God. So she's like, okay. So it says that he made a joke in April. Okay. And then the next text is not until the day that you guys got separated. And I said, I know you have a lot of friends. I'm also one. And if you need me, I've never repeated anything you shared with me and I wouldn't. Meaning. Because she knows how that sounds now, you know. So now she's like, should I just not read that part? There was like a long pause where she's like, I can't skip that part because I already read it to everybody else. God damn it, I have to read it.
But meaning, I don't mean regarding you. I mean, I think that's what you're taking it as. Like, but I'm not talking about this. I'm talking about this, like production, okay?
So... So then we see all the cameras, and the camera's like, hello. So Kyle's like, I mean, which I can't say because we're filming, we're in production, okay? Bravo, fucking bravo. So Garcelle's like, I don't get what what her talking to PK has to do with production. I mean, if you're having private conversation with someone and you want to say, I will never share what we talked about with production, you'd write with production. And she didn't say that. I mean, she's sort of right. Not the strongest case, but it is. She's true. She's right.
So funny. Of course you would write with production. No one else has discussed it any other way. Otherwise, how would you know? When it's production, you don't beat around the bush. Wow, Kyle. Wow.
That was a double entendre because still want to talk about last season, Kyle, also. So Kyle's like,
well, I'm sorry to interrupt you because Giselle Garcelle says, she adds this. She goes, because either way, it doesn't look good because obviously it means it was more than memes and jokes, period. I mean, if it's memes and jokes, share them.
Production likes to laugh too.
By the way, I was sorry. I got a little distracted because I was looking up something when Kyle's like, guys, so here I am. I'm messaging with PK. Okay. And that was in April. And then like, I didn't even message him until you guys announced your separation. They announced their separation on May 9th, 2024. So like you talked in April and it could have been any time in April. And then you talked again in May. So it's not like it was like 5 months went by. You guys talked again. Like you're not proving, she's just not making a very good case for herself.
Yeah, that's Kyle though. She can't make a case for herself. The fun part is just watching her cry and freak out over shit she caused. So
she's and then like, she says, yeah,
go she's ahead, like,
I said, keep sending memes and I won't forget the laughing emojis because, you know, he gets mad if you don't respond. Like, I have to respond. It wasn't my fault I wrote to him. He got mad at me. I'm like, what? Now all of a sudden this is PK's fault. And she's like, oh, and that's all. And that's all I fucking said. And I'm done. I'm not going to be made to feel like I did something wrong. Okay. I loved you and your family, even though we were really never very close at all. Like, we really weren't close friends at all, as I said on the reunion. But like, I loved you and your family and I'm done with this shit. I'm done crying over someone that I really don't even know. What's your name again? Doria? What? I don't know. I don't know who this person is. Why am I crying over her?
Coil! I loved you and your family. I'm done with this shit. I'm done with this shit. I'm done. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not.
And she storms out of the house, just like fluffing her hair back. And wow. They just kind of watch her walking out like, what the fuck is wrong with her? And Mose clocks it. She's like,
the louder Kyle protests and cries about the situation, the more that I know she's wrong.
It's also the more I know that it's time to invent something new called tissues. Nico, write that down. Tissues. Give it to people who cry. So Kyle is like, I am
people
done.
In the tizzy that have issues. Meld those together. How are we going to do it?
Tizzy issues. Tizzy tissues. Nico's like, issue tissues. No, not issue, issue tissues.
Shut up, ribbon man.
I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore. By the way, Kyle's been done for like 35 minutes on this show. I am not doing this anymore. Everybody has bigger fucking problems, and yet this is all that they can focus on. Okay, Kyle, you're the one who's hyper-focused on everyone else's marriages going to shit, and then the moment it comes to you, we're doing something wrong. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, everyone's focusing too hard.
She's so hilarious. So I was cracking up this whole scene with Kyle because she's just standing there in front of everybody going, I'm done. I'm leaving. No, I am leaving. But not leaving. And then now she's like, I am leaving. I'm done. But she's still standing there. She's just standing there for the camera. It's like, I'm done. So Sutton just rolls her eyes and Tariq's like,
let me go, Erica. Well, she's not going to listen to you. Oh, let me go, Erica. She will, Erica. She will.
So now Erica and Dorit follow Kyle and everyone else is being nosy, you know. So then the manly hands have been listening to Kyle's meltdown and one of them goes, that woman was right. She said it would change in a minute and it did.
That woman, excuse you. That is Oscar nominee Jennifer Tilly. And we see 30 minutes earlier.
This is the calm before the storm. You're going to have a lot of memes to send out from this party.
I love when staff members, like ancillary staff members, make little comments on these shows. It's my favorite thing.
Yeah. So they come, Kyle and Erica go to Dorit, and Kyle's like, no, it's disgusting. Every day to be made to feel like this. Are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding me now? So then back inside, Bose is like, let's go watch. So it's like, it's so dramatic. I want to watch. She goes, let's go, Sutton, get up.
So they all follow to see what's going on. Kyle's doing, she's back to her classic line, "Are you kidding me?" Dorit's like, "First of all, take a deep breath. Okay, let's go for a little walk, okay?" She's like, "I mean, literally, look at all of us. Look at our age. What we're doing. All you women in your 50s, me at 35. Look at us. We're too old, or you're too old, and I'm still a little too young for this sort of behavior."
I mean, honestly, everybody should be ashamed of themselves. Seriously, fucking ridiculous. So Dorit takes her off alone. And it's like, "Guys, can I have a minute?" So they walk off, and every time Kyle runs away, everybody just keeps circling around her to watch her break down more.
So funny.
So she goes, "Let's just not talk about this for 1 second, and let's take a deep breath."
So inside, Jennifer's like, "You guys, what triggered this?" And Erica's like, "Well, all of it's been building, the whole thing, like all of it. She's had enough, and I don't blame her. I mean, I get why Kyle is upset. Her marriage is falling apart. Her life is falling apart. Her relationship with the group is falling apart. The doorknobs on her door are falling apart. At least that's what she says, why she can't open it. Everything's falling apart."
"One eye's flittering open and closed again. A vein's popping out of her head. One of her hands is bigger than the other one. I mean, the girl's the best. What are you gonna do? Isn't it hilarious?"
"The neon sign in her foyer is starting to flicker and die out. Everything's falling apart."
And Garcelle's like, "Does this scream I'm guilty?" "Yeah, it does." "No." "And by the way, it's opposite day."
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl, Keke Palmer, and let me tell you, we're kicking off this new year with a whole new mindset. You know how everyone's all about new year, new me? Well, on Baby, This is Keke Palmer, we're taking it to a whole other level. We're talking new year, new perspectives. And honey, it's going to change your life. I sat down with astrology queen, Chani Nicholas. Y'all, if you want to understand yourself better this year, this episode is it. And then there's my chat with the incredible Da Vinci, where nothing was off the table. If you're looking to level up your mindset this year, his words are definitely going to hit different. If you're ready for that new year, new mindset energy, you've got to tune in to Baby, This is Keke Palmer. Catch it on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. And for the full experience, head to my YouTube channel. If you're looking for more podcasts to help you tend to your well-being, check out New Year, New Mindset on the Wondery app. Let's make this year our best one yet, baby.
So Doreen is like, "Kyle, nothing is going to go away just because you walk away from it." She's like, "Are you sure? Because I've walked away from a lot of things." She's like, I'm just going through a lot, okay? I'm not gonna come for a relaxing day and be accosted every fucking time. We were in a good place. And then you said to me, "Listen, things are not great. And like, will you do me a favor? And can you cut off contact with PK right now?" Because if you had said that, like, of course I would have. Okay, of course. I mean, like, obviously PK is like a brother, and you'd be asking me to like stop speaking to my own brother. So it's kind of on you for like coming between me and my family, but like for you, I would have done it. Person I really don't know very well.
And Dorit tells us, "Well, Coyle, it's a little late because a Goyle's Goyle would have stopped talking to my husband without having to be east. A Goyle's Goyle would have done it the right thing right away."
"One of my biggest issues, if not the biggest, is the way PK would speak to me and the yelling at me. It's a trigger, Coyle."
Yeah, but like, I can't even picture him doing that. You know what I mean? Because he's just so like, whoa. I mean, there was like a sound effect for PK, like walking up a beach. It would be like, whoa.
"No, you don't understand. He yells in that voice. It's very terrifying. And I used to call him the monster. Like when the monster comes out, and I protected him for a very long time because he's not that person. He's not. But he can be that person. And he is. With me. So he is that person, but he's not that person. So I can't be sued for saying he's that person, but he is that person. He's all the people. He's everyone and no one. He's behind you right now, Kyle. He's right behind you."
"What?"
"Just kidding."
"I can't pass a bowl of sour cream without saying, ooh, it's a rough life, Kyle." And so Kyle's like, "I mean, like, I don't know what goes on behind closed doors, but I always saw Dorit wearing it in the pants in that relationship. So, like, it's just hard for me to visualize that dynamic. I mean, is Dorit taking advantage of this moment so she can paint a picture of who PK is and he can't defend himself? I mean, I'm just saying I've never seen that. So, like, then again, I've never seen the side of Dorit either. So, like, well, oh, wow, so now you're just not going to believe her and you're going to take PK's side and run off and text PK about this later. I mean, this is the base of the problem, Kyle. You're on PK's side. You don't even believe that PK was mean. How can you not? Look at everything that PK's, look at how PK talks to her on camera and then tell me he's not capable of being a dick off camera. What a shitty,
this is so shitty.
Fucking
this
person. What a shitty fucking person.
This is shitty. This is from the same person who wants us to believe that when cameras are down, Kathy Hilton is a total, total monster. And yet now when Dorit is saying, by the way, when cameras are down, PK is a monster. And Kyle's like, nah, I haven't seen that. I mean, I don't think Kyle would appreciate us saying that about Kathy. And I believe Kyle when she says that about Kathy. But Kyle wanted us all to believe that. She was very adamant, like, you have to trust me on this when it's down. And yet she does not extend the same grace to Dorit. But maybe that makes sense because grace time is over, Kyle.
Well, it's also like kind of believing like a victim of something. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Kyle's just like, no, fuck, I'm on the man's side immediately. You know, it's just fucking disgusting. And let me tell you, also utterly not surprising. Because it's fucking Kyle. So back inside, Erica's getting her feet massaged. She's like, are they still talking? Has anybody checked? Go check. Tilly, go look out there. They won't hit you. You're new. Go. You're too rich for Kyle to hit. Go over.
She's like, okay, I'm going to go look. She's like, well, I'm pretty sure that they are still talking or they're dead.
So she goes out there and she just looks and turns it around. And she's like, yep, still out there.
Well, obviously, Dorit, we're like both going through a hard time because I don't know if you remember my storyline, but it's really, really rough, rougher than yours. And like we're in that place and we're both going through difficult times separately, mostly because I won't call you because you don't like to speed walk. So
I just want to say that like in this moment, I just want to remind you I'm going through a really tough time. But I also want to say we're having the best divorce of all time. That's going like really well. But right now, I just want to say it's a tough time.
Right now, because it benefits me, my divorce is not going better than yours, but it will be back better than yours tomorrow. Okay.
Jennifer comes back. She's like, well, they are deep in discussion and Dorit is gesticulating. And so like, oh God, it could be a while.
I died when she's like, oh God, I'm going to be here all day.
She's gesticulating. She's going to blow any moment.
Well, so, you know, when you write things like, you know, I'd never share anything. You don't, you know, that just doesn't feel right, Kyle. She goes, well, but you're like, I mean, I'm leaving. PK doesn't think about it like that. She goes, no, but like, he knows what we're talking about. He knows what we're talking about it. She goes, well, but you would never say, I'd never say it on camera. You wouldn't say, I'd never repeat anything. You just say, I would never say anything on camera. That's what you would say. She goes,
but I didn't mean it's about you. I mean, it's like not about you we're talking about. I'm like for sure it's not you. Like, it's like lots of other things.
But in other words, what he shares with you, you would never share with me.
She's like, no, like it's not about that though. It's like, it has nothing to do with you. I don't talk about you. I only just like make jokes about you and say, what's going on with Dorit? And then he tells me, but I don't actually talk about you. Like, why are you crazy?
And she goes, well, I don't talk about you. Like, he doesn't talk to me about your relationship. And she goes, yes, he does. No, he doesn't talk about your relationship with me. She goes, yes, he does, Coyle. About your, I mean, what are you saying about your relationship?
Yes, Coyle. I swear to you, he doesn't. PK shares things with everybody.
So Kyle's like, well, I mean, if you know my character and you have a brain.
Yeah, both. And you're a fucking liar.
You've always been a fucking liar. You're not a good girl's girl. You're not a good friend to anybody. And of course, I believe everything that dodo bird Dorit is saying. I mean, when you're making Dorit 100% correct in an argument, you've really fucked up, Kyle.
Yeah. You really fucked up, Kyle. You really fucked up. As far as we can tell, you're in a feud with one of your sisters at any given time. You three of you can never be friends at all together at the exact same time. And what this tells me is that like at a certain point, I don't know if I trust any of the sisters with being good friends to anyone if they can't even be good sisters to each other.
So she's like, yeah, I mean, we've talked about things in the past, like about Lisa Vanderpump, the show, like how do you get a chair through a door, etc. But my point was, I never repeated any of those things that we've discussed, and none of those things have ever been about Dorit.
But then we hear Dorit, and Dorit's like,
PK doesn't pick up the phone to Carl to discuss our issues, but after dinner with Mo, when Carl and Mo used to live together, he'd go back to the house. And I know he would see Kyle, and I know all the conversations they used to have. Coyle would talk to him about her issues with me, and PK would talk about his issues with me. And do you know how I knew? Because PK told me!
Because, of course, PK is one of the biggest gossips on this show. Of course he came home and was like, here's what Kyle said about you tonight.
Yeah, we've been watching this for 8 years on this show, or however long they've been on. Like, from the very first season, it's like, well, by the way, I saw Erica Gerard is underwear. She was, or lack thereof, if you know what I'm saying. I mean, like, that was what PK was built off of, that, a bit about gossiping. So, of course he's gossiping. Of course he's trying to get the gossip. Of course he's trying to spread the gossip. So, Kyle, she's like, I don't know if Kyle got so used to, dare I say it, lying through her teeth with me. That is second nature.
So, I'm going to go in and grab my stuff and leave. You didn't prepare to leave? You've been in there threatening to leave for the past 15 minutes. You didn't get your purse?
She's still in her bathrobe, by the way. It's going to be a while before she leaves. She has to change back into her comfy clothes. So, Dorit's like, this is one of those moments where I don't believe Coyle is being honest to herself. And I think, gee, it's become almost like she doesn't really know how to be entirely real. Which, by the way, coming from Dorit, that's saying something.
Dorit's an LV falls off of her forehead. Kyle's like, oh my God, Dorit has achieved exactly what she wanted. Everyone's talking about this now instead of what she did to me, which is her being a good friend to me. So, like, had to pull something out of her hat, didn't she? When was this ever about her not being a good friend to you? Yeah. About Kathy? Are you still talking about fucking Kathy? Because she said one nice thing to Kathy. You are ridiculous.
Yeah. So Erica's like, well, Dorit, how did it go? And she's like, well, she was very, very upset, very emotional. I would like to, I don't know, I would like to see us be able to have conversations and it not be about one little wrong move, or as I like to call them, jabs. And then a little big blow up and then I'm done. I would like to see us rise above it.
Well, I think Kyle feels very misunderstood, like a poor little girl who was never given pizza when it was her time. You know, I get it. I get it, guys.
And so Bose is like, why is Erica jumping in to defend Kyle? I mean, when is Dorit that deserves our support? Kyle's the one who did wrong. Where's the support for Dorit?
You know, everyone, this is a very new type of environment for me, because in the positions I've been in, corporate America,
I've been in lots of positions, girl.
Jobs.
Okay. Hold
jobs,
on one
I
moment.
Mean jobs.
One moment, everyone. Okay. I look at conflict and I try to resolve them immediately, because that costs money when you're in the corporate world. Nico doesn't know anything about that, do you, Nico? No, he's not talking right now. He's under a stack of towels. Anyway, I look at Dorit and I see conflict with you, and I see conflict with you, and I see conflict with you, and I see conflict with Kyle, and the common denominator is Dorit. She's like, oh. Bitch.
Well, it's true.
I wonder if there's any delicious coffee in the kitchen.
Jennifer's like, I'm just going to go check to see if Dorit and Kyle are still out on the sidewalk. Like, no, Dorit's right here. Bitch.
Well, I'm going to say something to Dorit, because I really have to do this, because we're not going to have a thing. But I just want to just... Well, we know we're not friends.
To be continued.
Okay, well, to be continued, but I want you all to know that we will always be able to sit down and be okay.
Agreed. Anything else?
No, but I think that's a good start. Am I going to get a pat on the head or the shoulder, anything? Anybody going to congratulate me on that?
Thank you so much. Oh, by the way, such yummy food, by the way. Everything was so good. The sixth course of 2 peanut M&Ms in a little cup was delicious.
It was actually Dorit who said that. He was like, oh, thanks, son. Yummy food. Delicious. And then Erica's like, Dorit, acknowledge what she said. You just said yummy food. She goes, I said I agree. And I also agree with myself that this food is very yummy. And I think we should discuss it more.
Don't worry. I got it just fine.
Sutton's all simmering over there. Like, she just gave some soliloquy about love and peace. Like, you barely did anything. Quiet down over there. So Jennifer Tilly goes,
I heard agree. If it matters, I heard agree.
I set agree. Okay, well, Bosie, this is such a beautiful garden and very handsome men giving us massages. Really lovely afternoon you put together. It's not a success unless someone leaves crying.
So then we go to Kyle's, and she's wrapping presents. So she's like, Sophia, do you have present tape? Anybody? So she's telling us, I'm still so hurt about what happened at Bose's event. Like, how I, like, cried a lot, and then I cried a lot some more, and then I cried, and then I had to read a text, and, like, it was so hard. It was, like, so hard.
And the press, the national press all week has been about this, and they've been saying, oh, yeah, Kyle, all the ladies gang up on Kyle, and Kyle had to take a break from filming, and she walks out of a beauty or a massage event this week, and she doesn't return for weeks. She's just so upset. And then you watch the show, and this is what you're upset about, Kyle. Literally nobody did anything to you.
Nothing. And now here we are watching you give your daughter two boxes of the shittiest donuts in Los Angeles, Winchell's. I mean, come on.
Seriously, have some self-respect.
Yeah.
So it's Porsche's 16th birthday, everybody. I know we're all excited. And guess what? They got Porsche. And Mo comes and he just keeps going, Porsche for Porsche. Porsche for Porsche.
Porsche. Yeah, so Porsche, we got you a birthday present. It's Porsche for Porsche, and you're going to be able to drive it. I bought it actually from off the hands of Camille Grammer. She was selling it. It actually used to belong to Fraser. Camille, do you want to say anything about this Porsche?
You know what? A Porsche is a car that, like, drives really fast.
It's a car, and yeah. So I'll take it. Really it drives really fast. It's a designer
you can
car.
Drive
it's
anywhere.
Italy. Actually, it might just be from Germany. It's from Europe, and it's a beautiful car.
Devastating.
So, also, he's going to be taking a Porsche to London. Well, they're going to Paris or something. No, they're going to go to either Madrid or Mallorca, but they're going to stop off at London to pick up Porsche's friends. And Ferrer's like, oh, my God, are you guys going to, like, party together? He's like, yeah, who, me and Porsche? Of course. That's the whole point. Listen, I lost one child, but I gained a whole new young adult's dating pool.
So Kyle looks so jealous, and she's really upset that she doesn't get to go on this trip, and she's like, So then they go out, they show the car and everything, and of course I'm sure we're all thinking, like, why are they giving this, how much do those Porsche Cayennes cost? Probably, like, it's a lot, right?
Was it a Cayenne? I couldn't tell if it was a Cayenne or the Macan or whatever those are called. Macan.
I don't know. The Cayenne
is $84,000. The Cayennes are expensive as fuck. Huh?
Let's see. Porsche SUV. There's another type of Porsche SUV?
Yeah, there's a Cayenne, the Macan, and the, I don't know. I think the Cayenne's the bigger one. And the Macan's the smaller one.
Whatever it is.
And then there's one
that's
in
a Honda fucking Civic, if you ask me. Come on now.
And then we see clips of the happy family and people, other kids getting their cars and Christmases. And Kyle's like, it's just really strange for me. And then they all pile in to take a ride in Porsche's new car. And then we go to Garcelle's beach house.
My life is great.
Dun, 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 dun. Sorry, I'm still scrolling through all the flashbacks of the excessive gifts that Kyle and Mauricio have given their children. It's
Kyle's
like
really
it's rich. She's rich. Okay, so Garcelle is trying to fix a chandelier and she winds up breaking it because she just decides to snip off parts of it and all the seashells fall off. She's like, oh, no, no, no. And Sutton shows up. Now, this is a true friend because it's not like driving from Bel Air to a beach house in Oxnard is like a 10-minute drive. That's an hour at least, if not 90 minutes.
Yeah, so she comes over and she brings her little dog, Jim Carter Cash. And, you know, the dogs are playing and stuff. And so they start talking about Kyle storming out of the party. And we see clips of it. I'm done with this. I mean, like, I'm so done. Oh, can I have a glass of wine? Okay, yeah, I'll just have it right here. That was good. I'm done. Stop looking at me. Stop talking to me. Stop touching me.
You know what? This is real dumb. The text gets riled up every time. You know, the text thing feels like it's a lot more than it needs to be. Like, what do they say? Thou protests too much. What's the other thing they say? No.
Yeah, that's not the saying, but nice try. And you're an actor. I mean, come on, ma'am.
You missed
the
You missed the doth.
So Sutton's like, well, the bigger part now for me is that she thinks it's okay to storm out and leave this group because she thinks she's above it. And I do not appreciate that. And I'm going to talk to her about this because no one is above this. I'm like, oh, you have stormed out more than anybody. But that's kind of her point, is that when she storms out, she gets in trouble. And then we see a clip of her storming out of Magic Mike and Kyle being like, you can't just be offended and just walk away. So I'm like, just like, what? No, she said, you can just be offended and walk away. So I mean, instead of making a big scene, just, but what did I do? I walked away. And now you're yelling at me. Just, well, yeah, but your walking away was like a little bit excessive. And then Kyle makes three walkouts in one episode.
Yeah, exactly. So, so Sutton's like, well, now wait a minute. Like, how come you get to act like that? You get to leave. You get to get to cry. You get to be all crazy. But if I do that, that's not allowed. You know, she was so inconsiderate. And Garcelle's like, and she tried to shame us, saying, shame on you ladies at our age. Doesn't she know age is a four-letter word in Beverly Hills?
Well, I, Sutton Strike, am not going to bow down at the altar of Kyle Richards.
And now Erica goes over to a place called Biologique Recherche, which is like research. I don't know, like research bio. I don't know, whatever it is.
Biological research.
Biological research. This is, well, I'm intrigued to see what these scientists are going to find.
Like, hi there, I'm Erica. Could you tell me what whales are made out of? Didn't think so. I got a free ice cream.
And she's filling out a form, and it says, have you...
Okay, let's see what this says. Have you undergone any cosmetic surgery? if yes, specify. Not enough space. Enough space.
So Dorit comes, and Erica's like, well, we are supposed to relax at Bowles, but that didn't happen, so here we are. So they go get some facials, and Dorit's like, Erica, the last few months, I've been looking in the mirror going, ooh, stress just does not. I mean, it takes a tool on your face.
You know what they say? That if you say Candyman three times, a man comes into your mirror. Turns out it's PK. I found out the hard way. God, be careful looking at yourself in the mirror when you're going through hard times.
He's a horrible monster. He looks in your mirror, crawls through it, and eats all the candy in your house.
And then, before he slits your throat, he looks you in the face and goes, ladies and gentlemen, Berlin. Like, that's supposed to help the situation.
Every breath I take.
I didn't mean it, actually. I didn't even know I had that power. Go away, Berlin.
They're the only band that shows up in your mirror unasked for. So...
So she's telling us,
listen, I love Erica, and I've come to realize through everything that I don't need a lot of friends. I just need the right friends. So when I was at Bose's wellness party with all my friends, her not sticking up for me, or at least saying, Coyle, even in private, that wasn't very cool. That's hurtful, Coyle.
And so she's like, so,
Erica, let's chit-chat. Let's chit-chat for a bit.
Yeah, so she's like, yesterday was intense. Is this the part that you just read? Yesterday was intense. It was very too much. Is that what you just read? Was that what I just recited out loud?
I don't remember. Well, okay. Tell me about yesterday. Yes, you're correct. You're on the correct line, Ben. Go ahead.
Well, if you're going to ask me about yesterday, let me tell you something. Yesterday was intense. I don't know if you saw, but I was sitting in the sun, and then I moved to the shade.
I think Coyle was suggesting what it means, but I think it's a coup out. She's like, whoa, don't bring up cops around me. I did it. I said coup out. I don't like cops. Well, I'm just saying it was a coup out. All right, it was a coup out. That's fine. I can deal with chickens. They give us eggs. Well, when she said I will never repeat what we talk about or repeat what we talk about, this is plain and simple about me and nothing else. Nothing else.
You really think that?
Well, I don't believe for a second that you don't believe that.
Well, you want me to be truthful?
Yes, I want you to be truthful.
Well, it could be played out in both fucking ways, Doreen. Well,
what do you mean it could be played out and played out?
Well, it could be as innocuous as I would never talk about anything we've discussed.
Well, she's talking to my husband. What do you think she's talking about?
Well, it's presumed that it's you, but I don't know for sure. I mean, what the fuck do I know, you know?
Erica, this is not a court of law, thankfully for you.
You're damn right. You're damn right on that one, girlfriend. But the point is, I'm not going to jump to assumptions. I need more proof.
I'm not going to jump to assumptions, so therefore, I'm just going to assume that Kyle is innocent.
Exactly. So she's like,
Doreen may not need proof, but I do, because listen, whatever you think, I was married to a trial lawyer for over 20 years, and guess what? He taught me a few things. You got to have proof.
Erica, have you seen my pocketbook?
I told you I was married to a lawyer.
I'm the victim here.
Even better.
Listen, I'm not a lawyer, but I play one on TV, and actually that's not true. I'm not a lawyer, but I'm in a musical where there is a lawyer, and on top of that, I used to be married to a lawyer, and on top of that, I love watching Judge Judy, so I know a thing or two about the law, okay?
I mean, look, of course it sounds suspicious, so what? I'm choosing to believe my friend that I've known for a decade. She's scary, and I'm not going to assume the worst. It was done to me, and I don't like it. Remember when you assume things about me,
Erica, have you taken my lipstick?
Stealing lipstick? Costly. Stealing lipstick from a victim? Priceless.
Erica, why are you doing American Express commercials?
It's MasterCard, you dumb bitch. Okay, but look, I know you. You're very shrewd. You're very smart. But I think when it comes to Coil, I don't think you call it like you see it. I think you tend to feel like you need to protect her. She was like, what? What are you talking about? Why would I need to protect her? Hold on one second. Yes, Kyle, I would love to go on a yacht with you. Okay. Anyway, what were you saying?
Erica's defense of Coil is actually perplexing. I know Coil is a friend of her, but so am I. And I've never known Erica to be afraid of anyone. But when it comes to Coil, there's no other way to put it. She's scared.
For me yesterday, it felt not nice when I heard you say over and over, Coil did nothing wrong.
And then we have flashbacks of Erica saying, ah, no, you did nothing wrong. You did nothing wrong, Kyle. You did nothing wrong, Kyle. So Dorit's like,
are you saying she did nothing wrong? Like, you're so sure of it. You're not so sure of that, are you, though?
I don't know. I feel like we need to bow out of both these friendships. You guys can work it out. I'm done with this. Yeah, it's bullshit. I can't have these kind of conversations where I have to side with either one of you. I'm not going
to
do it.
Well, I don't want you to side with me. I want you to cool it like you see it.
Well, I see both ways. I just said that. I mean, who gives a fuck, really, at the end of the day? At least we're not talking about the earring. So just keep fighting, you two.
I'm tired of being in the middle. I don't need to be in the middle. These two women need to work out their problems together. Love you both. You guys take it from here.
Well, let me ask you a question. If you knew it was true, are you going to be okay with it?
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. God damn it. God, you ruined the facial. Fuck. Martin Lawrence is going to try and cover me with a ficus next time he comes over.
And that's where it ends. So we're going to see. But I think that Kyle was cornered and she had a little tantrum. So that way she could be like, you don't know how hard it is for me right now. And then she was able to storm out and not really face the fire.
Yeah. Exhausting, but hilarious. I mean, I'm loving the season of Kyle just trying to storm out and cry in every episode. It's so funny.
It was so funny.
Especially with her twitching and her like lips all wonky from whatever work she just got done. You should know better to get this work done when you're filming. What the hell? But yeah, it's a fun season.
Yeah. Well, thanks everyone for being here. See a bunch of you in San Francisco and San Diego and next week. We still got some Southern Charm coming up this week, so stay tuned. And again, Salt Lake City is going to be coming out this weekend after we record up in San Francisco and San Diego. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Catherine DiBernardo has our hardo.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
Dana C. Dana Do.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. Jamie, she has no last namey.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
We could all learn from Jennifer Kearns.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer Messer.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Knock, knock, knocking on Katie Manock's door.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson. Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
Have a heck of a time with Rebecca.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
She's got a leg up, it's Beth Annie.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Put on a kettle for Rebecca Weddle.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.